Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
My prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, "Turn back, you mortals, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away, and they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath. We are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days pass away under your wrath. Our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. The word of the Lord. In his later years, Isaac Watts once complained about hymn singing in church. To see the dull indifference, the negligent and thoughtless air that sits upon the faces of the whole assembly while the psalm is upon their lips might even tempt a charitable observer to suspect the fervency of their inward religion. In truth, Isaac Watts had been bemoaning the way congregations sing since his late teens. When he was just his teenager, his father, tired of his complaints, challenged him to write a better hymn. The following week, the adolescent Isaac presented his first hymn to the church, "Behold the Glories of the Lamb," which received an enthusiastic response. The career of the father of English hymnody had begun. He's called that because he was a prolific hymn writer. In fact, our ELW contains 10 hymns that were written by Isaac Watts, and the list of them reads like some of our hymnal's greatest hits. "Joy to the World," "Alas, and Did My Savior Bleed," "Jesus Shall Reign," "Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways," "Give to our God immortal praise," and tonight's hymn, "O God, our help in ages past." This hymn was based on Psalm 90. Psalm 90 is unique among the Psalms because while many of them are thought to have been written by David, this is the only psalm that was ascribed to Moses. This psalm takes us back to the Exodus, before Israel had a king, to a time when they understood that God was their king. God ruled the nation and their lives. And part of what that's about is that the psalmist is telling us that all the trappings of this world that we are so caught up in having, wanting, and enjoying really aren't important and simply distract us away from God. What's more important, the psalmist reminds us, is that when all earthly things are gone, when everything is lost, God is still there. And what comfort there is in that promise. When everything is gone, when all hope seems lost, God is still there. Funerals remind us that time sometimes seems so short. Even human life sometimes seems unfinished and incomplete. And we aren't alone when we feel that way. Moses never entered the promised land, for example. But this psalm reminds us that our time is not all there is to measure. God's time is primary. And if Moses fell short and yet was a great person in the Bible, we can be comforted and assured that when our time runs out or when we fall short, God still loves us and is with us even then. We may not see the results of our efforts, but God is working through us for God's result. Psalm 90 moves from despair to hope, and so does our hymn. In fact, this hymn is very often used in funerals for that very reason, the comfort of being reminded that when everything is gone, when hope seems lost, God is there. God is there. In fact, when Watts first published this hymn, it had an interesting title, different from what we call it today. Today we know it as, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. But originally he called it Man Frail and God Eternal. But isn't that exactly the point? We all are frail, but God is eternal, and our hope lies in that. And I think our more modern title, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, speaks an important point too. It reminds us that God has been faithful to us in the past, and we know that. If we look at our lives, we know those times when we have needed God, and God has been with us. And just so, because we know how God has been faithful to us in the past, we can trust that God will be there for us no matter what is yet to come. I talked to someone recently who told me the story of going to Yellowstone National Park to see the geyser known as Old Faithful. Old Faithful is supposed to let loose on average about every 90 minutes or so. Well, this person went out to Old Faithful one day to see it at the appointed time, and it happened to be a bitterly cold day. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited, and Old Faithful wasn't. Well, it might have been old, but it wasn't very faithful. Finally, just as they turned to go and find a warm place, it erupted about 30 minutes late. Psalm 90 and our hymn tonight both tell us that God is not like that. God has been our help in times past, and we can count on God now and no matter what comes. God is faithful and will take us home. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.